There's an Eastern legend about a Hindu woman whose only child had died. She went to a prophet to ask for her child back. The prophet told her to go and obtain a handful of rice from a house into which death had not come. If she could obtain the rice in this way, he promised to give her child back to her. So from door to door, the woman asked the question, "Are you all here around the table? Father, mother, spouse, sister, brother, children, none missing?" But always the answer came back. In each house, there were empty chairs. As she continued on, her grief and sorrow softened, and she found that death visited all families. Yes, friends, death is universal. It comes to each of us, and we are not alone in our loss. We're united with one another in the passing of those near and dear to us. We gather on this special day to remember. In another way, we're united with one another. We want to be called by name. We do not want to be forgotten. We all want to be remembered. And the good news is that in the heart of our Catholic faith is Jesus' undying concern for each individual. Have you noticed how Jesus seemed almost obsessed with the number one? One lost coin, one missing sheep, one wayward son, one woman by the well, one grain of wheat, one Zacchaeus, one Nicodemus, one sparrow in the sky, one thief on the cross, one only son of a grief-stricken widow, one brother Lazarus. St. Augustine once said, "God loves each one of us as if we were the only one to love." And the good news we celebrate as we gather today on this day God has made, with our God, there is no one who is lost in the crowd. And our loved ones are not just another statistic to God. To Him, each and every one of us is precious to God. And on this day, we remember in our worldwide church, the day we call All Souls Day, we hear the good news from John's Gospel, chapter 6, where Jesus himself says, "This is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, and that I should raise it on the last day." It's on this day, this holy day, this day of memory, this day of gratitude and hope, let us speak the names of those who have gone marked the sign of faith one by one. From our hearts, we speak their name to the very heart of God, who created them in his image, to our God who wants to share with them the life that is eternal and a love that never stops loving and a gift that never stops giving. And so now let us gather and remember.